Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast is always at fmr.co.za. As a chef, I absolutely insist on cooking big pieces of protein, meat, chicken, fish, with a thermometer. And I use an instant read thermometer a lot of the time, but when I'm cooking something slower, longer, either I'm doing something called reverse searing, or I'm doing a big roast or chicken or whatever it is, I tend to put a Bluetooth or wireless thermometer in, especially if I'm doing something on a rotisserie where a cable or poking it all the time won't work. And these things allow you to watch what's going on. And my favorite up until now has been the meter. The meter thermometer is a wonderful tool. It's quite expensive. You're going to, for a single probe one, you're going to spend about 3,000 Rand. And this coincides with the Temu stuff I've told you about. And I got offered a bunch of stuff from Temu, as you probably know if you listen regularly. And one of these things that I got sent was the Tasty Meat Thermometer. Now, bear in mind that this costs 1,022 Rand and comes with two probes, where the standard meter just comes with one probe. The Tasty has the odd quirk, and everything you get from Temu comes with some sort of quirk, is that the app is under Chef Barbecue, but the actual device is Tasty. It's not even Tasty, Tasty, T-A-S-T-Y-T-I. Your mileage may vary. So what you get is a Bluetooth thermometer, which is claimed to work at 240 meters of range to your phone. And so far, it worked wherever I needed it to in my house, which has a fair bit of concrete that doesn't make life for life easy. And all of these devices, or the better ones, come with a probe, and the thickness of the probe varies. Most of them have two temperature readings, one towards the tip, which gives you the temperature inside the piece of protein or whatever you're sticking it into, and the other one, the ambient temperature of your oven or grill. And this one has that and has it on too. And the app works reasonably well. Is the app as good or intuitive as the meter? No, it's not. Does it work as effectively? Absolutely, it does. The predictive stuff isn't there, but you know when your stuff's going to be ready. It just works really well. It does two things better than the meter. The probe itself is thinner, and this is an advantage, especially if you're cooking something more delicate. And the other advantage is that the meter requires you to put a battery in the back, where this one is USB-C. And the convenience of that is unbelievable. Also, the controls, it has a digital screen on the base station, and the screen allows you to change easily between the different devices, put buzzers off. You could use it without your phone, in fact, just using the screen. It really is a wonderful device. And at that price point, at 1,022 Rand, the Tasty Meat Thermometer or Chef Barbecue Double Thermometer is an absolute bargain, and it really works. The only downside I found so far is if you have the base station switched off, the probes don't charge. If you keep it permanently on and plugged in on charge, of course it'll work. The lithium ion battery in the base station is a huge bonus though. And that's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on social media channels. That's of course DavidDondi and the podcast at fmr.co.za.